So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Get 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime of the show, folks. I've been hanging out with you for 2 hours. I'll be here for two more hours. Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app. People listening live on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. All over North America. You could be in Austin, Texas, San Antonio. And you could be in Vancouver. You could be in Toronto. You could be in Calgary. What's up, Nova Scotia? Or you could be down in Miami. And everything in between. Thank you for tuning in. Much love to all the truckers, truck drivers, Sirius XM channel 158. People tuned in on smart speakers. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad that you're here. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us live and holding it down in New York City. We've gone through a lot tonight. Right before the break, we talked about Dwayne Wade showing love to his dad at the Hall of Fame. We talked about Michael Orr, former NFL offensive lineman, feeling that he got flim-flammed by that family who he says did not adopt him, but basically made him sign a document signing away his rights, and they took him for a ride with the movie, and he's looking for some cash. The family says, the Tuies, they say, he's looking for cash. All he wants is money from us, and we've been giving him his split in his share. So a bad situation, not going good there. We talked about Anthony Richardson, new starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know if I'd name him the starter right away. I mean, the Colts are playing for absolutely nothing. I wouldn't even put him in there right away. This entire season is about his development. And what are y'all rushing? There's no need. It's been an interesting night. Oh, yeah, and then we talked about that Messi guy. More goals. Messi, again. Another goal tonight for Inter Miami. He just scores. Messi got a goal a game for you at minimum. He's a great man. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, why are we talking about this crazy man? Somebody on the other side of the break, somebody was crazy, right? Is that what happened?
Shocker.
So is that the relation to James Harden? I'm trying to refresh my own memory here.
Oh man, yeah. Well, obviously Harden, Michael Orr versus the Tuies, and then you were basically comparing and contrasting Dwayne Wade, a great shooting guard all time, to another great shooting guard all time. And how they're so different in terms of how they treat the media and what they do in terms of franchise players.
Oh, the ego.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's what it is.
Yep.
And I'm sure you as in the listener, whoever you are, wherever you are, I'm sure you've heard about this. James Harden gave up money and took a pay cut to return to the Sixers. This was last season. And so he had and still has an option for this upcoming season here. He has a player option. He took a $15 million pay cut. Now, James Harden reportedly opted into his deal with the Philadelphia 76ers after he demanded a trade out of Brooklyn because Daryl Morey was there. Daryl Morey is the same GM that paid him forever with the Houston Rockets. Basically said, not basically, Daryl Morey at one point said that James Harden is the best scorer the NBA has ever seen. Daryl Morey also said that James Harden was a better scorer than Michael Jordan. And then he went into his analytics nonsense and people just wanted to roll their eyes. This is the type of love that Daryl Morey at one point in time had for James Harden. So much so, obviously, that he reunited with him with the Sixers. James Harden, out of his own mouth, when he got to Philadelphia, also reiterated again, hey, I didn't want to go to Brooklyn. I wanted to come to Philadelphia this whole time. And so what happened last season? He opts into his deal. He's expecting to get some type of ridiculous contract here this offseason. He could have gotten a four-year deal, $233 million. Poor James Harden is now only going to make approximately $33 to $35 million, opting into his player option for this year. So here, do the math. And even if I round up or down, $230 million extension, or you only make $30, $35 million. And so James Harden is missing out on some major cash. And so who's he blaming? He's blaming Daryl Morey. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to think that Daryl Morey pretty much said, hey, we're going to extend you next offseason. And James Harden took a pay cut thinking he was going to get a massive deal this offseason, and he has not. He requested a trade to the Clippers. The 76ers leaked it out over the weekend that they will not be trading James Harden to the Los Angeles Clippers. And now James Harden is ticked off. He feels that he is now losing money. He is losing money. But what James Harden is also forgetting and omitting is that James Harden is not the same type of talent. He's turning 34 this month, August. His athleticism has been lost. The consistency has been lost. God bless him for not load managing when he was in Houston. He played all the damn time, always had the ball in his hands, and he must be living on another planet if he thinks he is worthy of a $233 million deal. And so knowing that the Sixers don't want to move him, thinking that the Sixers are still going to try to go for some type of reconciliation, James Harden was and has been in China with Adidas doing a media tour. I think he might be back by now. But this is what he said in China. He basically called Daryl Morey a liar and said, you know what, I don't give a damn if this man said he's not trading me. I ain't never playing for him again. Listen to this.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of. Any more questions? You good?
Okay. Now, this is the same James Harden who, when he was trying to get pushed or trying to push his way out of Houston, he crapped on his teammates and they were in the next room. He sat at a stage, at a table, and said, hey, these guys here, they aren't good enough to win anything. I don't want to be here. Like, you can't say that and then walk back into the locker room the next day. James Harden was then sent to Brooklyn to play with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. What a punishment at the time, right? Unfortunately, they couldn't stay healthy, and Kyrie Irving had a few more issues than that. And then he wanted out of Brooklyn. And then he leaves Brooklyn, says he never even wanted to go to Brooklyn. And now he's in Philadelphia, and he says, well, I ain't never playing for that guy. When is James Harden going to look in the mirror and understand that he's not the same player? When is James Harden going to look at his stats and see that, oh, my God, going from a 40-45-point night to shooting, I don't know, 1-for-14 isn't becoming of somebody getting $230 million? Where in the hell is he getting these ideas from? Oh, it's his agent, I guess, right? It has to be. Because his agent is sitting around on podcasts. His agent, Troy Payne, sat down on the Hidden Gems podcast and listened to this load of crap that he fed the public about James Harden. Listen to this.
James has a crazy hunger in him right now. If he got an MVP this season, I wouldn't be surprised. That's what kind of hunger he got in him right now. Just from the disrespect, you know, the free agency stuff, which I don't really want to get into, but 7 a.m., 2 hour, 3 hour practice, workout, come back. You know, the nutrition is you know, just even from the discipline from dieting. I just went to his house now. We did cardio for an hour. Now we got a photo shoot tomorrow. You know, we're going to get up in the morning and work out at 7 to 10 and then, you know, photo shoot from 11 to 2. And then he's going to play ball tomorrow at 5. His discipline right now is impeccable. I'm happy that he's starting now. You know, we got a whole month of August, whole month of September to get this thing going and get him in the best shape of his career. I think we can get there this summer. And I expect him to have a big season this year.
I heard the part about photo shoots. I'm friends with James Harden's stylist, which is, I just put two and two together. So he's working out and he's doing a photo shoot. Great. I guess this is better than, going to the strip clubs. I guess this is better than, I don't know, going to Vegas and slapping a guy. And you know what? I don't want to take anything away from James Harden and his talent that he still possesses, his ability to read a defense and react. He did lead the NBA in assists last season with approximately 11. He did average 21 points a game. He did have 6 rebounds. Not too shabby. I would consider that to be an all-star overall. Before his level of play and what he's been in his career, a 3-time scoring champ, an MVP, a 6th man of the year, a scoring machine, he's at the point of his career where he's had to adjust. He's not going and getting to the basket at the same rate. He's not having the same consistency. This is what typically happens when, guess what? You get older. As I mentioned, he turns 34 years old this month. You look at that elimination. The 76ers at the hand of the Celtics. Hey, let's just take a trip down memory lane. Who wants to give this guy $233 million? Elimination game, James Harden, 3 of 11. 1 of 5 from downtown. 9 points. 7 assists, 6 rebounds. Great. The game before that, 13 points, a whopping 4 of 16 from the field. 17 points before that. Nice, 4 of 8. The game before that, 42 points, an explosion. Then he had the nerve to tell everybody that he's back. The game before that, 16 points, 3 of 14. The game before that, 12 points, 2 of 14 shooting. And so what? He can put another 40-point game there. Where's the consistency, man? This is the fun part. When you don't come to terms with who you are. Sixers don't want to pay him that money. And did Daryl Morey promise him that he was going to give him a max? I don't know. I'm sure that Daryl Morey said something around the lines of, hey, we're going to pay you next offseason. Is that an interpretation of we going to pay you a max or have you pick up your option? I don't know. His play wasn't worth it. Obviously, the Clippers don't think he's worth it, whatever the asking price is. And so now we have to see how much further is James Harden willing to tank the Sixers? Are we going to have to deal with this in training camp? Is he going to skip out on training camp? He said he will never play for Daryl Morey. He's going to continue to go nuclear because we've seen James Harden play this game. We've seen him put up a lot of points. We've seen him go into the postseason. And we've seen him choke. We've seen him run out of gas. And I think when you look at his usage throughout the course of his career as a Rocket, oh, hell yeah, he ran out of all the gas. But he's never run out of gas when it comes to quitting. He's never run out of gas when it comes to throwing somebody else under the bus. He's never run out of gas when it comes to not taking blame. You know, maybe he said it maybe once or twice. He doesn't have the same, he's not as emphatic, I should say, when it comes to taking responsibility. Saying that I suck, that I need to do better, that I can do better. James Harden is the loudest when he's quitting, when he's running away, and when he's blaming his teammates, when he's blaming a coach, or when he's blaming a GM. What he refuses to do publicly is to look in the mirror and blame himself. Hey, I got to be honest here. There were points where I really enjoyed watching James Harden. When he finally was free, had his own team, and went to Houston and lit it up. He was every night viewing on League Pass. Oh, the Rockets are playing? Need to see what James Harden does. Prime time. Now, I just wish James Harden would go away. I hope the Clippers don't trade for him. I still think it'll probably happen. I hope he doesn't show up to Sixers camp. I hope he just disappears. Because let's be real. When James Harden is done playing basketball, yeah, he'll go into the Hall of Fame. But where is he going to pop up at? Fashion shows? Vegas? Strip clubs? I mean, his own agent talked about how he's in the best shape of his life. Tell me if you've heard that one before by a professional athlete. If there's one dude I wish would really go away, it's James Harden. Middle name should be Quentin. James Quentin Harden. Ready to quit anything and blame somebody else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. Is there an athlete that you'd prefer to see just go away? For me, it's James Harden. Speaking of going away, there's another athlete taking that Saudi money. I'll tell you who that is. He is going straight to the money, and I'll get to your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, but I need to let you know this before we go to break. This is important. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Your calls and more on the other side of the break. I'm not taking no Saudi money here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I appreciate your work, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. James Harden, he's mad that he lost money. He should blame himself. Michael Orr, former NFL offensive lineman, he thinks that the Tui family stole money from him. He ain't happy. And then we got a football player, a soccer player. Damn it, he's going to Saudi Arabia to get his money. He's following in the footsteps of Cristiano Ronaldo. And he's a former teammate of Messi. I'll tell you about that guy shortly. We got a bunch of callers here on the line with varying opinions on many topics. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Tony, he's calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tony?
What up, JR? Man, listen, James Harden, this dude, man, I mean, skill set-wise, off the chain. But he ain't never been happy no matter where he is. And on top of that, like you said, every team that he has been on has had superstars. Houston, they had a team, but Oklahoma, then the Nets. He's always been with somebody. Yo, this dude's like Sybil, man. You never know. Sometimes just when you think he's there and he's ready to just give it his all and ball out, then he don't show up when he needs to show up, man. This dude don't deserve no max. Yeah, he deserves some money. But this Hall of Fame, I'm just like, man, yo, this dude's a quitter, man. He's an absolute quitter. I don't even see why people want to play with him.
Who's screaming to play with him at this point?
I mean, Dad, yeah, think about it. He's been with the most talented players in the league, and he ain't won nothing. Every big game, he disappears in every game.
Man, you don't got to convince me. That's why I wish he'd go away at this point. How much more complaining is left? I mean, he's gonna get traded. I hope he just sits down, and I hope he just disappears. We're going to find out, and it's still crazy to me. And thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. Daryl Morey said he's the best offensive scorer, you know, a couple of years ago that the NBA's ever seen. That's what Daryl Morey said, more so than Michael Jordan. Now we're going to see what Daryl Morey does. Daryl Morey, is he going to sit on this contract, or is Joshua Harris, who also now owns the Washington Commanders, is he going to tell him, nah, man, you can't do that. You got to move this dude. We don't need the circus in town. And the Sixers, oh, my God. How much more of the process can they deal with? Okay, yeah, Joel Embiid just won an MVP, but the first couple of seasons can't play. Feet are busted. Sixers have Markelle Fultz. Sixers get Ben Simmons. When is all of this actually going to pay off? Or, and my apologies for the Sixer fans out there, what is this, just a two-decade, three-decade process? Is that what we're lining up for? 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR. Love the show, man. Analysis. Appreciate you. Hey, real quick, I'm sorry to change the subject on you, but just see what the Panthers' chances are. Everybody talks about, you know, Frank Reich being fired, then coming here, rebuilding the Panthers. We're excited about it. We're excited about Bryce Young. I have some concerns. They're starting to show holes in the offensive line. Yeah. That's going to be wreak havoc for Bryce Young. No protection. The defense is going to be top 10, but I think it's going to be a repeat. I think it's like another 8-8 or 8-9 season, man. I'm really concerned about it. They keep saying playoffs. I don't think we're there yet.
Who keeps saying playoffs of the Panthers? Who the hell is saying that?
Just the local people, and, you know, they say the Panthers can take the division. I think it's the Saints.
Oh,
I think
my God.
The Saints showed
the local people are saying that in Charlotte? Oh, yeah, my God.
It's just a local, you know.
No. Here. Oh, whoa. Hey, listen, stop listening to those people, okay?
Right.
Hey, call them. Hey, do me a favor. Call them up and tell them to replay what I just said. Anyone who thinks the Carolina Panthers are going to win the division, they are ridiculously optimistic, okay? If you take a look at what the New York Jets backup defenders or the waves of backup defenders that the Jets just sent at Bryce Young, then please tell me how that's going to work throughout the course of the season.
Right. Right. And
I mean, the yeah. Falcons, and I ain't doing this because I live in Georgia. I could care less. The Falcons have a lot of diversity when it comes to their offense. They were able to bring in a lot of defenders. You mentioned the Saints. They got wild cards on their teams when it comes to Alvin Kamara,
right.
You know, him missing games, and Michael Thomas, and what his ankle looks like. So to think that the Panthers would be best situated to win the division, it ain't that easy, man. Come on.
Yeah, looking at it, I was hoping to get Richardson. He's at the Colts now. He just seems more like a, you know, more like the Cam Newton they used to have. They stuck with Cam Newton forever, you know, and just struggled. And then here's Richardson. It's just like Cam Newton, just like a clone. And then they go with this guy. I think he's going to have problems. He's accurate. He's smart, but yet the size and the no offensive line. I think they're in trouble.
Well, let's see if he takes that beating this season or whether he's smart enough to get rid of the ball. The whoopings are coming anyway. Thank you so much, Greg, for calling from North Carolina. I mean, wow. Panthers winning the NFC South? Panthers? I think it's going to be either the Falcons or the Saints, Buccaneers, and then the Panthers, man. I think those are the odds. If the Panthers win the division, man, I'll go up to Carolina and Shep, what do I do? Nothing, right? Do I take somebody to dinner? Like, who am I betting against? Nobody, right?
Yes, nobody.
Yeah, nobody. Who people say that on the radio? I wonder who says that. Besides the local people.
Right.
Local people say whatever. They say local people just want to get a check and they just say whatever, man. Not me. I don't care. I'm local or nobody. Ugh.
And they like taking shots.
Local people?
Yeah, and not the Courage beverage kind.
Oh, wow. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll agree with you because I like you, Chef.
Thank you, Jared. Well, what I'm saying is local people like going after people that aren't local. So if you're not one of theirs, they go after you.
You mean from the people on air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well... Ugh. When you drink the Kool-Aid, well, no, that's also true. People say stupid stuff.
Right.
It don't matter. Local, national, man, I don't get my bread butter nowhere. I just look at what happens and I just call a spade a spade. Don't matter to me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Cameron is calling from Miami. What's up, Cam? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, JR, what's going on, baby?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, very good. I'm going to keep it short. I wanted to get your thoughts on Pablo Torre was on Dan Le Batard's show the other day.
Okay.
And he made some comments about how Damian Lillard should take the blueprint from what James Harden is doing as far as, like, you know, basically making a mess. And I just wanted to know how you felt about that, like, you know, going forward.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I don't think I wouldn't put Damian Lillard in the same category of being a quitter like James Harden. I would put Damian Lillard closer to the category of Saquon Barkley, who a couple of weeks ago, as much as he wanted to get paid, didn't get paid what he wanted to, didn't hold out, but showed up to work. I can't see Damian Lillard making a mess because I don't think that's him. I don't think that is in his personality. Can he certainly make it clear that he's not happy or he still wants to be moved? Oh, yeah, sure. But no, to stand around and say that someone is a liar and all this other nonsense, no, I don't see that happening, man.
No, I agree with you. It's just my main concern is, like, you know, Harden has gotten his way almost 100% of the time. So, like, younger players seeing that behavior, wonder if that's going to be, like, a problem, you know, going forward in the league.
Oh, about him and Damian Lillard ain't but too far apart age-wise. Damian Lillard probably got to be a year younger than him.
Correct, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think there's any influence that James Harden is going to have on Damian Lillard. Look, I think Damian Lillard will be moved. I think ultimately James Harden will be moved, but I can tell you this, wherever James Harden goes, I'm sure he's going to be miserable and not happy there as well, too, eventually.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The blueprint is there. I know you want it to be Miami. Let's see if he gets there.
Yeah,
I think
you
will.
Know it.
All right, Kim, all right. Thank you,
Jared. Have a good night, bro. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, it's nice. Not everyone is a whining, complaining, quitting athlete like James Harden. Some people got a little bit more dignity. Yeah, Damian Lillard has some. Let's see what he does. I think he'll be traded, though, as we get closer to training camp. I think it's inevitable. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to tell you someone who has nothing to complain about. That's Neymar. You don't know who Neymar is? You're going to learn who Neymar is on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about Brock Purdy and the 49ers. Brock Purdy is the man moving forward for San Francisco. We got so much more to get into.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As James Harden is ticked off about his money situation and hating Daryl Morey, if he wants money, he can call Neymar. Oh, you don't know Neymar? I'm sure by now you know who the hell Messi is. Scored another goal. Hey, Shep, just for the hell of it, let's hear the most recent Messi goal. Let's hear it.
Kristoff into the feet of Martinez has time to turn into Messi. Advantage play. Messi driving forward. Messi from distance! What can he not do? We are watching greatness!
What can he not do? He just does everything, okay? 9 goals in 6 games. That was Messi tonight. Miami beat Philadelphia 4-1. Messi scored the second goal. And so who's Neymar? Neymar is younger than Messi. Neymar comes out of Brazil. Messi comes out of Argentina. And Neymar hasn't won that World Cup yet. He's also one of the best players on planet Earth. Neymar used to play with Messi. Used to also play with Mbappe. And now they're all gone from PSG, Paris Saint-Germain. And so Neymar, he ain't coming to America. Neymar is actually on his way to Saudi Arabia to play for a club named Al Hilal. He said, I'm not playing ball here in Paris anymore. Neymar, who I remember playing as a baby, and now somehow, some way, he's 31 years old, hasn't really aged. Neymar is out the door. And if you want to know why he should ask James Harden for a loan, or James Harden should ask him for a loan, I want you to listen to this amount of money that Neymar is going to make playing in Saudi Arabia. This is courtesy of Sky Sports.
Al Hilal have signed Neymar, the Brazilian superstar from Paris Saint-Germain, for a fee that we believe to be around 100 million euros, including add-ons. That's around 86 million pounds. Well, wait until you hear the confirmation of how much he earns. This is a year, 150 million euros. And I was just on my calculator there, 3 million euros a week, which works out to be 500,000 euros a day. That is what Neymar will be earning. That's 6 times more than his current PSG contract.
Yeah, let me break it down for you. If you ain't into pounds and euros, but look, here's the deal. For 1 year, for one season, and this is reportedly a 2-year deal, for 1 year in dollars, it's $163 $1 million. That's for 1 year. Now do the math if he gets that again for 2 years. And then if you heard what he was making a day, €500,000, that's the equivalent to, I don't know, $500,000 to $550,000, $540,000 a day. Yeah, imagine waking up and, hey, here's $500,000. Just what do you do? And this man is running around kicking a football, and he can thank Saudi Arabia for it. Yeah, Phil Mickelson, he's just like, oh, yeah, there's some nasty you-know-whats, but I'm going to take their $200 million. Damn it. Wow. Ronaldo, probably no Ronaldo, he said he is blazing the trail for all of these footballers going over to Saudi Arabia. He signed a 2.5-year contract reported to be worth more than $220 million. Hey, wait until Saudi Arabia starts a basketball team. James Harden can be the star player. I wonder if he'll quit that money. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm glad Messi is here. I'll tell you that much. I'm glad he's here. Tony's calling from Vancouver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, you know, they're bringing up Dame Lillard here. There's a big difference between Harden and Lillard. Lillard just signed a Supermax last year. Then he asked for a trade. His agent was going around telling teams that he wasn't going to be happy if they traded for him. And the NBA stepped in and said, you're going to play to the terms of your contract. They're going to be severely dealt with. I'm glad that the NBA is standing up to these guys. The Blazers are trying to get him to Miami, but they're not giving Dame Lillard away. So he might not end up in Miami. He might end up like a place like Philadelphia. That's, you know, and I'm glad that the NBA stepped in and they're putting an end to this nonsense. You got to bow up a little bit. What do you think, JR?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But still, I know what his agent, Aaron Goodwin, said about him moving on. I know about the NBA's releasing of a statement about it. I still wouldn't put Damian Lillard in the same category of James Harden, who has ultimately just been a serial quitter, someone who hasn't been afraid to stand in front of the media and just crap on everybody, whether it's his teammates or his general manager. Sure, Damian Lillard is playing the politics, as he should. And yes, he signed a contract, and now he wants out. I understand that. This is someone who's going to get, I think, about $60+ million when he's past his prime, when he's like 36 years old. So I understand that. He is not in the space or category of James Harden when it comes to his reputation. Not by a long shot. 855-212-4CBS. Mitch is calling from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mitch?
Good evening, JR. How are you, sir?
Very well. What's up?
No, I just wanted to go back to the Richardson kind of deal. I didn't hear the whole conversation. My problem is 95% of the time, as soon as the draft is done, you know, the sports analysts are yelling, get these kids in. So I did want to say I appreciate your comment that, you know, sometimes they just need a little bit of time. So just kind of
I think for this team opinion. In particular, what's the rush? Like, why throw him out there? Colts ain't
winning. Oh, I agree. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, I said the Colts aren't winning nothing. What's the rush?
Yeah, and I'm sadly a Viking fan, and, you know, as soon as we get a sixth-rounder, you know, Kurt's done and that. So, but I do appreciate your comments, sir. You have a great night, and it's been an amazing show.
Well, thank you, Mitch. I appreciate you. Shouts to Mitch for calling from Colorado. I wonder if he was participating in you know, some of that Colorado greenery. I wonder. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from Colorado Springs to here in Atlanta. It's my main man, Brian. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, big dog Glenn Robb?
Hey, well, not if I'm Glenn
Robb. I know. It's just the only thing I have.
Are you Ray Allen or something? Or
right.
I don't know.
So I actually had something completely different to call in, but then we talked about the Saudi stuff for a second. So, and I got told it was too political when I called in previously about this exact thing. What if Harden went to the Saudi Basketball League and then in the mid-season tournament had to come play the guys from the NBA. I would just love to see how he got owned by the rest of the NBA guys.
You want James Harden to play in Saudi Arabia so he can get abused by NBA players?
No, like if he were to go there and if the mid-season tournament that the NBA is trying to do,
right,
after it gets, you know, established, they want to then play, the champions will play so, the other leagues from around the world. I think it would just be hilarious if you did go back there and then come back and have to play these NBA guys again.
Weren't we close to this when Hulk Hogan had to take on the Iron Sheik? I mean, and we get close enough.
No, you didn't.
Like, it's not the same country, but isn't it close enough?
It's close enough. Did you go see Beyonce this week?
Oh, Beyonce? No, I didn't see Beyonce at the Benz. No, I didn't.
Over at the Benz.
Did you see Beyonce? She did 3 shows.
I know. I was going to go into like Shep's stuff he did last week talking about a lot. The last thing is, if jackassery were in the dictionary, right, whose photo would be next to it to portray it the best?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Hey, Brian, give me a second to think about that, okay?
All right, cheers, big boss. See you later.
I may see you tomorrow. I'm not sure, okay?
I'll be there every day, all day. You know that. Cheers, boss.
I'll talk to you. Thank you, Brian. Hey, Shep, that's a great question.
It is.
If jackassery, it might be in the dictionary. They had all these stupid things in there. Who would be the epitome of jackassery?
Oh, there's so many. Urban Meyer, John Gruden, Daniel Snyder, Peter Angelos, John Angelos. Yes.
Hey, the point was to tease it for the next segment, Shep.
Well, no, JR. More people want to hear JR's definition and Paramount Jackass picture.
No, you're important here too. Don't pass the buck.
I appreciate that, but those are the obvious. See, where you shine is your ability to pinpoint someone that we may not have thought of necessarily at first.
Oh, come on.
But who actually does represent jackassery that we don't even think about.
I don't need.
There's even more. By the way, there's like 30 more I can think of, and just in sports alone.
I don't need no damn credit, Shep.
Fair enough. And by the way, I hate to say this, and this is just the world we live in. You talk about jackassery. I mean, look who's running. And I'm not talking about races.
Hey, there's a couple of barricades up down the block from me on Peachtree. Let's just put it that way. That's beyond jackassery, by the way.
That's fair.
Hey, maybe if I sit here and lie for the next hour, maybe never mind. Jackassery. What athlete is the epitome? Oh, I know one. He got a big old head. And he retired and he's angry. Here's another hint. He got a big old head. I'm going to tell you the epitome of jackassery on the other side. And then we'll talk about a football team that played in the same area he played. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. He got a big old head. Cheater.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true, sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount+.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back. We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
A return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming now on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Proven winners, Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.